Hey everybody, welcome to Module 6. We're doing video 4 here and we're talking about inspiration. Just think about that word. Inspiration means to be filled with breath. That spirit fills us so that we are no longer just us. We are breathing in the divine and breathing out the divine so that we are breathed by the divine. Can you imagine that? Like when you think about it, who's doing the breathing? The divine is doing the breathing. So when we look at inspiration, we really want to be faced with, wow, okay, so how am I inspired by the world? How am I inspired by spirit? How can I move myself aside so that divine inspiration can move through me so that I can focus on my unique, authentic, inspired life and the things I need to do to get there? Now, we're also going to do a 3-card reading like we always do. We're going to do a demonstration for the group. And the question we're answering is, how do we take an action to become more inspired, more in tune with what makes our heart sing? Because isn't that what inspiration is? You feel your heart sing. You just know you want to get out of bed, jump out of bed in the morning to go do this thing, to experience this, to feel these feelings. And it does feel divine. And that's why I always say we wake up that pilot light, that divine light inside us, and we become inspired of the spirit to do something that is in alignment with our highest good and our authentic, unique, inspired life. Okay, so let's take a look at the 3 cards. So the first card is Treasure Island, the second card is Exchanging Gifts in Reverse, and the 3rd card is TikTok. Treasure Island, of course, being here means that you don't have to look outside of yourself for the beauty, for the opportunities. You have everything that you need. And I really feel that when we talk about inspiration is that it isn't about you and you coming up with things to do. You coming up with things all by yourself to say, oh, that looks good, I'll do that. No, it's a feeling state. And it's when you have moved yourself out of the way and now you have this vast resource. This is this invisible resource that is implied when you look at the card with the sea turtle moving in the water and this beautiful glowing treasure on its back. Because we're part of this conscious universe and the universe is in us. So we open up ourselves to this magic when we work with oracle cards to help track our and navigate our path forward to claim that new personhood, if you will. Like, who do we want to become? That may be so foreign to us because we didn't know that we could become that person. And so this tells us, oh yes, we can, and we don't have to do it alone. Spirit is our manifesting partner. Now the 2nd card tells us a little bit more about Treasure Island, which is exchanging gifts and protection. Now, so if you look at these two together, I actually love the colors together, look at the Easter egg cards. Anyway, so exchanging gifts and protection says, if we see ourselves in a certain way, are we willing to do what it takes to get there? If you want to be a famous singer, you have to sing every day. If you want to be in a rock band, I'm using music as an analogy, it may not be actually true. Let's say you want to be a famous coach. Well, you got to coach. You have to take the classes, you have to go, you have to do the legwork. Many people want a particular life for themselves, but they aren't willing to do the work. You have to be willing to do the work to stay open to spirit for the inspiration that is uniquely yours. It isn't that hard. And you, once you are inspired to do something, it's easy for you to follow through with the actions. But if you drop it, you become an armchair astronaut. And that inspiration then goes away like a balloon that goes, right? And then there's no more air in it. So you've got to remember, it's the follow through that's really key as well. The last card is TikTok. I love this card because it reminds me too, because I'm a kind of a person that wants everything yesterday. I work like 10 hours a day and I'm like, when is it happening? It's just, you gotta do the legwork as exchanging gifts says in protection. And this last card is all about there's enough time. There is always enough time. What is yours will not go past you. It won't run away. You aren't going to miss the boat. You're already on the boat. And however long or short or whatever, this is none of your business. This is the business of spirit. That when you are inspired and your inspiration turns into something and it sets a new story in motion, well, TikTok says, wherever you're going to land, whatever experience you're meant to have with this will come in divine appropriate timing for your highest good. And that is a fixed truth. that everything that you need to experience in order to evolve as a human being, to become that person that you choose to claim your unique, authentic, inspired life. Well, TikTok says it's going to happen in the time that is right for you as you continue to move the blocks and obstacles aside. You will make space for the universe to fill with miracles. And it does work all the time. All right, so let's recap what we just talked about. We talked about inspiration being filled with spirit. It's like the breath of spirit. We are breathed by the universe. The universe breathes us into being, right? And that's an amazing image because then we realize, oh, I am in partnership here. Who breathes me? Ah, it's not me. Then we did a 3-card reading for the entire group where we answered the question, how do we take an action to become more inspired, more in tune with what makes our heart sing? And here we got Treasure Island, which means it's there already. You stay connected to the universe, connect to what you know are your gifts and the inspired thoughts, etc. Do the legwork to make sure those things happen because you're a partner with spirit. Spirit's not going to do everything for you. And trust that whatever makes your heart sing is going to come into fruition in divine appropriate timing. We have a couple more videos to go. The next one is video 5, and we are going to talk about how to work with obstacles, one of my favorite subjects. See you there.